Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Radio, this your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Well, man, Father Time, what's good?
Scragging, Doc.
You gotta be faster than that, man. When I say what's good, you gotta be, you know, you can't pause, But nah, we'll let that slide. Quick, what's up?
Show
dude?
Must go on.
What it do?
Chilling. You see how he came in? What it do? Yeah. Look at stuff. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Man, she paused too long, too.
You know what?
Eddie Kane, what's happening?
Hey.
Damn.
Yeah, I give up.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Tired.
See, ain't we all. Oh, by the way, your motherfucker was talking shit yesterday. We still got the victory. Ha. on the protest. So we didn't lose the game. Ha.
Well, congratulations.
So I can talk on my phone all week because we won.
Did you throw on the phone?
Huh?
I said, did you show on the phone after y'all won?
No. We not practicing today, but I'm going to make sure somebody calls me tomorrow just so I can answer the motherfucker.
Oh, in the
middle
okay.
of practice.
All right, well, check this out. Speaking of phones, ladies, I got a scenario for you. All right, let's just say that you're out with your girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, with your girl, your phone dies. Your phone dies out. Bam. Like, damn, what the hell, phone dies. Like, girl, let me use your phone. You using her phone to call your man. But when you dialing his number, it pops up Mr. Good Dick. And it's a picture of his dick on there. What do you do?
Then you want to take this one first.
Okay, Janine, I'm going to start with you. What do you do?
Okay. So I use my friend's phone.
Yep.
And her man calls, or I just get a picture of his dick.
Yeah, and it comes up Mr. Good Dick.
Is it a big dick?
It's your man, though.
It's your man. Well, y'all say it's my friend's phone.
Yeah.
You're not, okay,
let me break it down for you. You're using your friend's phone to call your boyfriend.
She got a picture of my man's dick on her phone. That's what you're saying. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's confusing. I know
the call
I'm
ID.
Sad.
This picture is the call ID. When call ID come up, sometimes, you know, you can send a picture as a call ID.
Yeah.
And you dial in his number, and the picture of his dick come up as the call ID in her phone.
I would answer the phone.
God damn.
Okay, let's just move on.
Hold on.
Let's go.
Right.
Y'all just said he calling.
No, I said you calling him. Your phone died. Listen to me now. Your phone died. You said I need to call my man. You get your girl phone. You call. You using her phone. Now, when you use her phone, you dial his number. But when his number pops up, it says Mr. Good Dick,
okay.
And it's a picture of his dick.
Okay.
What do you do?
And then I talk to him if I'm calling him.
And I tell him
what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Well, what do you say to her? She got a picture of your man's dick in her phone as his call ID.
Apparently they fucking. Okay.
You think?
I know. Okay. It's like, apparently they fucking. What I'm supposed to do?
You ain't going to do
you.
No chin checking or nothing?
I ain't going to let nothing ride. She would no longer be my friend, and he would no longer be my man.
Okay, well, hold on. We got a new caller. Is this LaFonda?
Okay.
This LaFonda, right?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. How you doing? Okay.
Because your phone is going in and out. Because nobody can hear you.
It is not my fault. Y'all know it's a storm in here right now. It is tearing out.
That's Boost Mobile for you. Now let's go to Liquor Store. Liquor Store, what would you do?
I pick up my girl's phone. I dial my man's number
You know what I'm saying? First of all, when I push in the first couple of numbers, then it's going to automatically show up if she got it saved. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to politely put her phone down her throat. What you mean? That's a fight right there. That's a motherfucking fight.
She said that's a fight.
Ain't no
question. It
is. Yeah, there's no questions to be asked. That's pretty evident right there. And I'm saying, bitch, how long you been fucking my nigga? You know what I mean? And why is both of y'all smiling in my face like y'all not fucking? What? Why would you even let me use your phone when you know that you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
because she wanted you to find out. And
then she wanted to get her ass whooped that day.
And is he just our boyfriend? He's just our man. We not married, nothing like that, right?
I don't give a fuck.
I'm just asking. Is that the scenario?
I mean, it could be. I mean, either or. It could be your man. It could be just your man. It could be your husband. I mean, just the scenario.
If they're your man or woman, they don't belong to you no way. So don't even worry about it.
Okay, but somebody's still getting their ass whooped today.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you choose to do. I ain't about to let nobody see me get upset over nobody.
you a bigger woman than I am, cause me and that bitch be fresh.
I mean, I ain't gonna say I wouldn't be upset, but I ain't gonna let you see it. You ain't gonna belittle me. To me, that's belittling me. Because now I feel stupid that y'all, and then now I'm about to go off and I'm about to go crazy and then make y'all have myself looking more like a fool in front of y'all when y'all have already belittled me and made me look like a fool already by doing all this shit behind my back.
I said that same scenario and everybody jumped on me about the phone, but it's okay.
No, you were talking about going through your mate's phone. We're talking about if you like, hey, you know what I'm saying, you talking to your homeboy, man, my phone just died. In the picture, your girl SWAT pop up on his phone and it say, Miss Tight Pussy. You mean it, you just gonna let that ride?
But I'm saying the scenario she just said was she would look like a fool because she found out. That's all I was saying. Still want to know why would you want to walk around looking like a fool and not knowing? But let's go to LaFonda. LaFonda, what would you do? LaFonda? Okay, Wick, what would you do in that situation?
Shit, I'm killing both they ass. It's a problem. Fucking him up and I'm fucking her up.
But let me ask y'all a question. Why would y'all be violent? It ain't, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, okay, true enough, you found out that they fucking around on you and all of that, you know what I'm saying? But why would you want to fuck both of them up? You know what I mean?
That's the only way I know how to make me feel better.
Yeah, but why would you want to fuck dude up? It's not like he raped her. She laid down and gave it to him.
I'm fucking him up because he supposed to be my boy and he knew that was off limits. He disrespected me. I wouldn't have did it to him. That's why. It's the pressability.
In my case, I can't whoop his ass, but I can surely whoop her.
But it's not her fault.
It is her fault. You my friend. Why are you fucking my dude?
Not her fault?
But shouldn't that be the question that you asking him?
Oh, yeah. Okay, but
as you fucking my friend?
I can't whoop his ass. Somebody has to get their ass whooped that day. And I can't beat him up, but I can whoop her ass.
Wow. This is so much violent. What would you do, dog?
Me?
Yeah, what would you do? You use my phone and you calls up your girl that came up as big titties. What would you do?
nigga going to get the shotgun. Everybody not.
Why y'all so violent? It's not like
yeah, what would
people
you
being
do?
Raped.
Hey, what would you do?
This the man talk about why we so violent about to beat up a parent. Because he told you you should be on the phone with the coach.
I'm not going to fight dude. I'm not going to fight dude because, number one, it ain't like he raped her. She laid down and gave it to him. You know what I mean? She was a consenting adult. I'm going to take my issues with her, not him. He just doing what any other motherfucker would do. If she going to give it to you, take it.
But that's
why turn
he,
it down?
Boy,
she give it to you.
Why would your boy even approach your woman like that?
And he ain't no any other motherfucker.
Or if she approached him, why would he go for that and not tell you, hey, man, your girl, you know what I'm saying? Your girl ain't right. Why would he do that to you?
Right, but I'm not fucking with him no more. But I'm not going to sit up there and fight him at the same time. You know what I mean? All right, our friendship is over. We're done. You do you, I'm going to do me. But I'm going to take my issues with her.
All right.
Friend or not, she still laid down with it.
I guess my question was, I just really wanted your initial reaction. That's what would you do at that moment? That's all.
Shit, I'll question him. Hey, man, what the fuck is this, dude? What the fuck? You know what I would do? I would hang up and redial the number to make sure that I was dialing the right number the first time.
I'll
holler at you later, dog. I gotta go holler up a girl right quick. You know what I mean? And take a picture of his phone in my phone just so she know that I got the picture too.
Not me, but when you call, she answer the phone like, hey, boo, she's not expecting it to be you. She think it's him.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah, and she answered the phone as boo? Well, hey, baby.
Any of that.
Oh.
If I pick up my girl's phone and I call my dude and he answers the phone, what's up, sexy?
What if she answers the phone like, is he still with you?
Damn.
We got some issues going on. I may have to swallow my pride and go at his ass on that one. Fuck you, man. It's me, bitch. It's me, ho. Not what you gotta say. Now I know for sure. I'm about to come for you. You better be gone by the time I get there. I'm on my way. And you better be gone. You better not be in the house. I'm gonna test some shit up. Is he still with you?
She round the corner from his house.
I don't give a fuck where she goes. She better not come back. She better take all her shit with her. Man, that would be fucked up. Is he still with you? Did you drop him off yet?
Right.
Oh, drop me off? You
no,
on your way?
No, baby. I thought that I knew it was you.
How the hell you know it was me calling from his phone?
All right. Is you on your way? Well, one of these, man, she answered the phone. Yeah, he just left. You on your way? What?
Oh, wow.
He just left. You on your way? Yeah, I'm on my way.
To beat your motherfucking ass.
Who's saying hang up, huh?
I would say, yeah, I'm on my way and hang up. And see if she called my voice. And call his phone back. Was that just you?
I wouldn't say nothing. As soon as she... Hey, you're on your way, click. Oh, maybe his phone just hung up. Yep.
Right, drop the
phone
call.
Hung up. Right, fucking call just dropped.
Man, I'm tearing some shit up. I am tearing some shit up. I probably would, man, I'm tearing some shit up. I'm sorry. That shit hurt me so fucking bad.
Do men still have that thing where, you know what I'm saying, like, if you fuck with his girl, you know what I'm saying, you'll break up with the girl, but you and your nigga still be cool. Are men still like, you know, when we was kids, it was like, what was it, bros over hoes and shit like that. Y'all still got that concept going on?
I never had that. We've never had that issue as far as all
okay.
of us go. We always respected each other's girl. We never, ever. Well, I mean, there were rumors about certain people, but we never actually, you know what I'm saying? We never did. As friends, we never talked to each other's girl or baby mamas. We just never did that. We respected each other too much for that. And I'm pretty sure y'all can agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if other people do that. You know, I don't know how other friends do, but we never did that shit. Not to each other anyway.
I mean, Janine, I feel what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you're going to, you know, be the bigger person and walk away with your head held. Okay, I did that, right? And it sounds good. But I couldn't control myself like that. I wouldn't be the bigger person that day. Well, I would be the bigger person because I'd be standing over her beat up body.
Well, all right, Janine, let me ask you. You did say you would walk away and all that, but what if that was a scenario? What if when you call your man, the first thing he said is, yeah, she gone. You on your way? Would you still walk away from it?
Yeah, I would give her the phone. Oh, he must be looking for you. He's not looking for me.
Shit, well, you better than me.
Right.
In that scenario, I'm fighting somebody.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
Shit.
I just couldn't do it.
Yep, somebody's ass has to get whooped that day.
I agree with you. In that scenario, I agree with you 100%. And for me, though, it'd be her. I'm finna go choke the fuck out somebody.
Okay, so, and see, Tom, okay, so, I mean, I feel what you're saying, but you would rather be violent with the woman than to be violent with the man. She can't hurt you. Okay, no, but she can't hurt you back. You know what I'm saying? She just hurt me. But you understand what I'm saying. I mean, physically. You know what I'm saying? She can't stand up to you physically, but you would rather go and take your, you know what I'm saying, anger out on her than him?
Yes, I would. Because number one, he didn't rape her, and she laid down with him, knowing that he's supposed to be my friend. But she still laid down with him.
Hell
yeah, I'm gonna go fuck her up.
He didn't rape her, okay? No, but...
But at the end of the day, she still laid down with him, right? They still had sex. At the end of the day, they still fucked.
What does that make you then? If you'll beat up the girl, but you're not going to say two words to the nigga. What does
that
mean?
He just did the same thing that I would have done. That's all. He did the same thing I would have done. If the opportunity is there, take it. But she could have stopped it. She could have said, no, I'm not doing this, and then told me. But she didn't. She went on ahead and did it anyway.
Okay.
So I'm choking her and her kids.
Wow.
They probably knew too. They saw him coming out the house and didn't tell me. I'm choking everybody. Bunch of sleeper holes in the house that day. I got a sleeper hole on one kid and a figure four on the other one.
Hey, I'm telling the shit out of everybody.
Everybody, dog.
I'm going to send him a picture of her. Beat the fuck up. Be like, you see what you did? You see what you got? You and your dick? He got this bitch beat up. Me and him can't be together no more. That's a wrap. I can't fight him.
I just don't think beating up the person that your mate cheating with, that's not going to, I just don't think that, it doesn't resolve anything.
I mean, okay, I can feel that if it's just a random person that you don't know, but this is supposed to be your friend. And like you said, your friend's significant others is supposed to be off limits. So I don't care if she approached him or he approached her or how that happened. I don't care if they were both date rape, and then, you know what I'm saying, neither one of them knew what was going on. But the point is, after it happened, y'all felt that it was cool to exchange numbers and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no one time they fucked and they both felt bad and it was over. No, you know what I'm saying? They sending text messages and shit. And, you know, that's mutual. They mutually agreed.
I mean, what gets resolved? What gets resolved if you fight your woman?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm kicking her ass too. She ain't getting.
I mean, I understand she get
I'm
her
kicking
ass.
His ass
for
and
what,
her ass. It's enough ass to go around.
What happens after that? What I'm asking? What gets resolved after all that said and done? What's resolved?
Satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Right. Are y'all still together?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. And they can go do whatever they want to do after it's all said and done. I hope he bandaged your beat up ass up. You better hope that nigga got some salve and some back team or something, because I'm going to fuck her up.
They ain't going to be together no more.
Hope he patched your ass up, bitch. He was worth that. He was worth fucking up our friendship. And it was worth fucking up our relationship.
They ain't going to be together no more because somebody's going to be dead.
I heard that.
This will be a breakup and breaking bones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know how I would react in that situation. I really don't. I don't know what I would do. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I just dial a number and I see my woman naked on the phone. I'm like,
legs wide open.
You know what I'm saying?
Pussy side.
And then my dumb ass, I'm probably the motherfucker that took the picture.
That's even worse.
You know what I mean? I done took the picture with her phone for her. Baby, take a sexy picture of me so I can send it to you. It could be your call ID for me. And he got the same fucking picture. Man. I mean, come on. Somebody had to take the picture.
Yeah.
I'm fucking her ass up.
I'm fucking up.
I'm fucking somebody. Somebody getting fucked up that day.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm comparing the picture on his phone and my phone. That's the same fucking picture I took.
She sent it to him that night, too.
You know what else sent it to me and him? With LOL.
Say, I knew this picture said forward on it.
You know what I'm saying?
Put that FW. Like, why the picture got forwarded to me? Or this is more than one person.
Yeah, I'm fucking up, man. I'm going to text her ass right back, laughing my ass off. LMAO. I'm on my way. Laughing all the way there. Yeah, you be so hurt that you can't do nothing but laugh.
Yeah.
Try to laugh that shit off.
I'm
all the way to the crib.
So you just laugh. I'm gonna kill every motherfucker in here.
Can you dance?
You know what I'm saying? Got Vaseline all on my face and shit. Just in case she swing back, that shit slide right off, like they do in boxing.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
It might not solve nothing to me, but I sure feel better.
I would too. I feel a whole lot better. While I'm packing my shit.
You ain't it ready
packing her shit.
This time.
All right, move that bitch. Move that motherfucker in. I don't care. I'm gone. Kicking the kids and everybody.
I get home and be like, baby, I just beat your girl up. He look at me like, what you talking about? Oh, nigga, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know over there.
Yeah, right. That was me that called and hung up.
That's right.
He expecting her to walk through the door. Y'all happy and shit, come to the door, butt naked. Yeah, bitch, it's me.
With some cool.
What's up? I knew you was on your way back. I got sexy for you. Yeah, I'm about to get sexy too.
All up in your ass.
Straight up.
Mm-mm. See how sexy you find this ass whooping real quick.
Somebody dial 911. That's the song I'm going to be playing. Somebody dial 911 because I'm about to fuck this bitch up.
You know what, man?
I'm not even a person.
I'm going to try to do a survey. So work with me for a second here. Work with me.
Mr. Big Dick, Mr. Good Dick. Bitch,
are
you crazy?
She gave him a compliment.
Yeah. I hope it was worth this whooping, this ass whooping he's going to take. I'm going to beat the shit out of her today. Straight up.
All right. I'm trying something here, y'all. This motherfucker probably think it's somebody else. He like, I ain't answering.
Yo, yo.
What's good, cuz?
What's up? I'm his number, nigga. I wasn't finna pick up.
I just said that. Hey, I'm calling you from the show, man.
What's going on?
All right, man. I have this question, man. I got this question. I'm gonna ask you. All right, here's the scenario. Check this out. Me and you, we in the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your phone died out. You like, man, I got to call my girl. Let me use your phone. You take my phone, and as you dial the number, her number pops up, and the name pops up, Miss Good Pussy. And it's the picture of your girl,
uh-huh,
naked. What do you do?
Oh man, we in the car together?
Yeah, we in the car together.
We've been drinking.
Yeah, we've been drinking.
You said we've been drinking?
Yeah, you know how we do.
Oh man, shit, we gone. I fuck around, just keep you in the car, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna ride. Shit, I'm finna take off to my crib. Niggas on the pop. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Hey, your boy's gonna get ass whooping that night.
So you ain't gonna ask me why I got the number in your phone?
Yeah, man. Well, what's up with it, and you know, all that, you know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna go from there.
Where we going?
Shit. Motherfuckers in the head. Well, somebody going to hell.
Hey, G Money, I like this guy yours.
God damn, man. You gonna send me to hell. Well, we family, dog. You gonna send me to hell?
I mean, I just said somebody. You ain't got to be you. You know what I'm saying? It could be him.
Hell no.
Somebody got a date.
I'm just curious to know, cause I'm doing the survey, man.
Well, I out of that survey, you still living, right? After everybody else you asked.
Well, now Janine said that she said she would just walk away. Liquor Store, she said that she knows she couldn't beat me, but she gonna beat the bitch ass. Wick say everybody got to die.
Everybody got to die.
Hey, Father Time said he just going to go whoop his girl's ass. And you said you going to kill me.
No, I ain't say this to you, man. I mean, shit, I might go to the crib with you in the car and drive through the house. You know, shit.
drive through the house.
Say something like that.
Get to him first. You know me, you're going to have to, you know, we take care of difference from there.
Drive through the house. She don't know what the fuck going on. You just...
All right.
Jumping out the car, bitch, we got to talk.
Why the fuck you parked in the living room? That's the first thing you need to talk about.
Right.
I want to see why the name Good Pussy coming up. It's my girl. I'm in the car with my cuz. You trying to shield the phone.
This Good Pussy. Wait a minute. I probably would be like, by the time I probably dial the number again just to make sure. Maybe I dialed the wrong number.
Right.
Right.
See, I'm going to get up on and dial my number and see what my name come up as.
This asshole.
Jackass.
Jackass or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That nigga there.
All right. I think we got LaFonda. We got you back on the line.
Of course.
Man, I guess.
My phone is not that raggedy.
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
The fuck it is.
Look, it is pouring down raining out here. Don't judge me.
Fucking around and get electrocuted messing with that damn phone. Shouldn't have that damn 1989 phone.
I don't. I am a boot. I'm a boot. Christ.
Big gray and shit.
He said a boost.
Phone coach got the hook up on phone.
While you talk your shit, just make sure you go check out my blog.
Is it on CNC?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. A shameless promotion.
It ain't on CNC. I'm going to tell you, damn your blog.
It is on CNC. I just posted it.
Not on SinCityRadio.net.
Oh, no, I haven't been on the website. I haven't had time.
You just had time to go on the other one and post that.
Okay, look, I'm on Facebook and Twitter more than I am on SinCity right now. Y'all know I
you
have
know
a
what?
Sponsor. So when you have a sponsor, you have to do what you have to do. And since I have
you
a sponsor, I have to do what I have to do first.
You got a different sponsor every other week. Every time we talk to you, you got a different sponsor.
You got jokes. No, I'm serious. Like, this is a serious sponsor.
I thought all the other ones were us, too.
No, they weren't.
I am single. First of all, I am single. I don't have a sponsor in that type of way. It's called RN Flow, and it flows really well.
All righty, then. Let it flow, let it flow.
That's a 9-5
job. Yeah, cause you can't be calling from mysterious numbers, man. You know.
I thought you supposed to have it programmed in, man. You had it programmed in. It would not.
I change phones like drawers, so you know. Shit like that don't just be stored in.
Now that I know you're going to kill me.
Nah, cuz, you know, I wouldn't just kill you all the way. I take your leg and shit from you. I fuck you up, man. And you know what? With me, it depends on which one it is, though. Honestly.
I couldn't kill him all the way. Then I wouldn't have nobody to drink with.
Yeah, I know. I can cripple him, though, fuck him up.
Yeah, he still pick up a beer or something, you know, liquor,
yeah.
He'll be all right.
That's fucked up, man.
That ain't my fucking...
How'd you lose your leg? Oh, man, I was fucking with my cousin's girl, man.
Yeah. Good pussy.
Yeah, I just shot him up all in the legs.
Mm-hmm. I might hit the artery with that.
I know.
I go on the internet and make sure I study it first. You know, the internet, it tell you anything.
I'm going to hit the artery in that bitch head, though.
Yeah, I'm fucking that bitch up.
Why y'all just can't leave her alone?
Nah,
I got to make myself feel better.
Yeah, she might go ahead and... She might
just
still do him again. She might do him still while he crippled.
Yeah. She might feel sorry for him.
I
got to
fuck
her up, too.
I'm just saying, if the dick was good, he might actually still get it while he crippled.
Yeah.
Dick is dick, but if it's good dick, it's hard to come at.
your family, your family member of mine, so yeah, all right.
Well, that's, I concur with that.
Fucked up though, man. That, boy, could you imagine the look?
Oh man,
that would be just crazy. Hey, hey, hold up, cuz. You about to hit the house. You about to. Bah, boom!
First, you looking like, is this motherfucker gonna stop?
Right.
Shit. Slow down, cuz. You in the driveway.
You playing too much, man. Alright, cuz. You playing too much.
Alright. Hey, bro. There's the house right there. Hey. Bro,
there's
on the house. The house right there.
Hey, what's about? Motherfucker, jump out the house. Talk about, honey, I'm home.
And that nigga like, yeah, man. We should have just
bought this. Motherfucker use that same phone. Motherfucker use that same phone and text. What's up? Where that nigga at?
Where that nigga at?
He sitting right here.
Oh, cuz, hey, man, we finna just ride through the crib. You had no idea he missed that shit, literally.
Exactly.
Well, hell, she shouldn't have answered the phone talking about that. You still got that nigga.
That nigga still with you.
That nigga still with you. He's like, what the? Oh, that's fucked up.
Hurry up, drop him off. Especially if she gave you that sexy voice. Baby, you ain't dropped him off yet? Oh, shit.
Yeah. We got problems.
Nah, where you at, dog?
I'm right here, man.
Well, you got kind of quiet, man. I thought you went up in that grass. I'm going to tell you one time only. Why am
I? Yeah, I started to go down my own number. Let's see what happens. See what it come up as.
You going to have that nigga asking all his friends. Smart man, let me see your phone. Let me see your phone. He's going to go around asking all his friends. Hey, man, let me see your phone real quick.
Right. I'm asking everybody.
But do you go look for it there?
But why is your girl around your boy like that for you to even have to ask that question?
Say that again.
Why is your girl around your boys like that for you to be asking a question like that? Like, there's no way in hell your cat should be mixing with your dog. Let's keep it real. Like, even when I had a dude, I didn't hang out with his boy. Like, I was barely around him.
Well, you know, shit happens. I mean, you know, it's just a scenario. Like, you know, what if?
That's all. Just what if scenario.
That's a rule in my house. If the man in the house ain't here, and you, his boy, you need to come by, you need to use the bathroom, all my phone died, my car battery broke down. Okay, well, you'll be here in a little while. I sit outside, but you can't come in if he ain't here. I don't do that. Ain't no other nigga finna come to my house if my nigga ain't home. Well, he said, no, he didn't tell you to come up here because he's not home, and he already knows how I feel. He didn't tell you to come up here. You want some other shit? Hell, Father Time and Cash, well, when I did have a woman.
To come to my crib if I wasn't there and wait for me knowing I'm on my way to the crib.
Because
I trust them.
Your boy will be sitting on that damn porch. That's what I'm saying. He's not coming in. That sounds like
I
a
guess
damn
it's all how you trust a friend, huh? Somebody echoing.
That's me. And, you know, because I don't expect to come home. I've been at work all day. I don't expect to come home and my dude is here. And I look, you know what I'm saying, I walk through the door and my girlfriend is here. Bitch, what are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? You know I wasn't here. Why the fuck did you let her in? What's going on? I got questions.
Hell, it's your friend.
I'm coming not just going to come in the house and be like, hey, y'all, oh, no.
I don't see how that's a problem. That's never been a problem. Never been a problem for me. I feel like I can leave my friends around my girl and have to not worry about that.
That's what I said.
Hey, you never know, though. That one time.
That's why you don't make new friends.
We all sit in the crib, and my dude like, hey, baby, I'm finna run to the L. I'll be right back. If you leave me here, no, baby, I'll go to the L, and I'll be right back. I'm not gonna sit here with your friends. I mean, to me, that's just odd. It's against the rules to me.
Hell, I look at it. I've been knowing these motherfuckers longer than I've been knowing you. Oh, maybe people just look at it there. I don't know. I ain't say every fucking friend.
Shit, even your best friend, yo, the dude that you call your brother be the one that want to fuck you now, really?
Well, you got the wrong type of friends there.
All right.
I'm glad I grew up with motherfuckers that's like family there and shit.
Well, now, I put the question out on the website, and I'm trying to see if I can get a response. Man, why does this? I mean, is that your window wipers or what? What the hell is that doing?
Look. Oh damn! The fucking power just went out. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my window wipers.
All right. My girl, Kanita. She said, "What she gonna do? She gonna smack her ass right then and there with her own phone." And give her ass an IVA special ass. Then let that sorry nigga know he next.
Yep. Sounds like a plan to me.
This better be one fucked up night.
I'm just fucking, I'm whooping everybody ass. Fuck.
There's enough ass whooping to go around.
You know,
yeah.
I got plenty of strength in my
slap
a bitch arm. Fuck that. Somebody gotta hit me up.
Because
what
day? You gonna be crushed.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, man. Let's just go to a song and come right back. We'll be right back.
Somewhere. Like all this liquor keep me horned in a motherfucker. Just text Bay and ask her, could I come fuck her? On yak heavy shit, her ass in trouble. Going to beat Bay, so that mean no rubber. That's my motherfucking best, nigga, that's how I cut her. We been fucking for a while, that's how we fuck each other. Lord digging in La Mama, cause it get gutter. Seem like that pussy go to running soon as you touch her. When I get in that twist, I'm trying to pull a muscle. Ready to come up out the bottle so I can go and fuck her. I can blame it on the liquor if I want to suck her. Know I'm ready to fuck bad the motherfucker. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby who ain't down left. I got a taste for some points, I feel like fucking. I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby who ain't down left. I got a taste for some points, I feel like fucking. Be 4 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. Just thinking about that pussy, get me in my mood. Knowing that pussy on his way, get me in my groove. Nothing like a bad bitch who body smooth. Lay her flat on the bed and look at in the nude. Then fuck on every inch of the whole room. Money first, then pussy, then food. Round fat pussy, it's hard to keep her cool. Gotta turn my head so I won't fucking drool. I can tell when I want it, feel my boxer move. Guess they pussy get wet when they want it too. Good pussy, the worst thing you can ever lose.
I'm just in one of the moves, I feel like I'm fucking. Wanna lay up in somewhere and punish somewhere. I want a nice little baby who ain't down left. I got a taste for some pussy, I feel like fucking.
All right, y'all. Welcome back.
Well, hey, let me ask y'all a question. All right, check this out. You with somebody, right? And it's just like you like your boyfriend or your girlfriend. They want to surprise you with something, and they ask you to wear a blindfold, and they want you to get in the car. Would you do it? Say like it's your birthday. Like, I got a surprise for you, but you got to put on the blindfold. I don't want you to see where I'm taking you. Would you go?
I would.
You would?
Well, I mean, if it's, your girl, then you ain't worried about her dropping your ass off at no motherfucking whole house. I mean, just a bunch of raggedy motherfuckers to rape you or something.
I would go.
All right, what about you, Wig? Would you go blindfolded?
I'm not going over blindfolded. I'm sorry, I just don't do surprises. No.
What about you, Janine? I tell you, I want to take you somewhere, but I'm going to blindfold you and put you in the car.
Yeah, I'd go.
You would go too?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know if I would do that shit. That's a lot of trust.
I'm not going. I'm not blindfolded. I close.
All right, well, what?
That way I
close. For everybody that say they would, I'm going to give you a scenario. All right, you in the bed. Y'all in the bed together. All right. The other person tell you, hey, I want to try something different tonight. I want to handcuff you and blindfold you. Would you go for it?
Yeah.
What?
Y'all would let somebody handcuff y'all and blindfold y'all?
Not just
and you
somebody.
And you can't go nowhere?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, who are you talking about? Is this somebody I just met or this my significant other?
Well, I'm not saying it's your significant other. I'm just saying, it's somebody you hitting on a regular basis. But y'all ain't really in no real type of relationship. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just doing what y'all do every other day. You know, 2-3 times a week, you creep over there, or she creep to your crib a couple times a week.
Okay, now I got to ask the question. How long has this been going on?
Let's say it's been going on a couple months. It's been going on a couple months. She call you up. She say, hey, I want you to come over tonight. I got a surprise for you. You know what I'm saying? You roll over there. She was like, I want to try something different tonight. I want to handcuff you and blindfold you.
You know what? I think that got to go on how long we've been knowing each other, what's the scenario. I'm not going to say no, but it all depends who I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, y'all been messing around for 4 to 6 months,
yeah.
But y'all ain't in a relationship.
We ain't had no troubles.
Y'all ain't had no troubles. I mean, it's been good. That's why y'all still messing around. It's been real good to you. But all of a sudden, she just come out the clear blue sky, like, hey, I want to try something different tonight. I want to handcuff you and blindfold you. Do you trust me to do that?
Fuck it. I mean, if we've been around not all that time and ain't nothing happened, then yeah, fuck it. Might as well have some fun.
All right. What about you, Wick? Would you let her do it?
Hell nah.
What you scared of?
Fuck that.
I mean, okay, you've been around somebody.
Fuck that. I ain't that much trust. I'm saying,
you've been around somebody all that time. I mean, you.
I'm giving
so
fuck her been together 10 goddamn years. She know I ain't letting her goddamn pants help me.
So it's safe to say you don't explore too many new things.
As long as it don't got nothing to do with handcuffs. There's a lot of other shit we can do. We don't have to handcuff. What the fuck I got to get handcuffed for?
I mean, because that's what she want to do.
Well, we find other ways. We act like we handcuffed. We like the new technology shit. Put our arms together. We bind it together by skin. Fuck
okay.
The other handcuffs.
Nah. All right. She going to find that other motherfucker that said okay.
Well.
You going to be talking about okay.
By that time, I done did all my goddamn experiments with her anyway. Bye. I need a new model anyway. I ain't doing no goddamn.
No way.
She should know goddamn better. We've been together all this time. She should know not to ask me about no damn handcuff.
Well, you chills me, boy. You know that. You know you're killing me with all that.
I'm not doing no goddamn handcuff. Part of why the goddamn single not. I'm not doing no motherfucking handcuffs and no blindfolds. That's your freaky ass. I don't got that much trust. I'm sorry.
I just don't trust
like that.
Not even the fuzzy ones in Velcro. We're not talking about, like, forget about the
field. Bondage. I'm fucking around and have a flashback or something. I'm getting locked up or something. No. I don't do handcuffs. There's other sexual positions we can do that don't involve handcuffs.
Okay, bro. All right.
That motherfucker made his point. He ain't doing no motherfucking handcuffs.
Shit.
All right, Janine, me and you, we've been messing around for like 4-5 months. Everything good. I call you over, tell you I want to try something different, something new.
Mm-hmm.
I want to handcuff you and blindfold you. And then I ask you, do you trust me? You let me do it?
I mean, I'll do it, but I trust you.
So, but you would let me cuff you?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, what about you, Lucas, though? Would you let me cuff you?
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all got a lot of trust. I'm sorry, I'm a wick on this one. I ain't doing it.
I think I watched Criminal Minds and CSI shows for that shit.
I mean, if it's them breakaway handcuffs, like, you know, I can just break the motherfuckers.
Y'all should know how to get out of handcuffs.
All right, I mean, what y'all think? You gonna come in with a chainsaw on y'all ass?
No.
I mean, she ain't bringing in another nigga, then you good. You all right.
That's what I'm saying, though. She talking about I'm going to handcuff you on your stomach. What?
Oh, see, you didn't say that. You did not say that. You just threw that in there.
See, that's why I said no handcuffs. You didn't read the fine print, did you, motherfucker? Yeah. You can handcuff me. Huh, first you blindfold your ass. Just roll over.
First of all, if I'm handcuffed, I can't.
Oh, she'll roll you over.
Mm-hmm. I guess, man.
That motherfucker caught that shit quick. Oh, you didn't say all that at first.
Man, I'm
well,
trying
you
to
didn't.
See.
You did just kind of sneak that one in there.
Yeah, and see, I knew it was coming. That's what I was waiting on. I was waiting on something to say that you're going to get rolled over on your stomach. I knew that was coming.
You're throwing a little bit. Now, I wouldn't even propose to turn it over thing. You know what I mean? If I want to try something new, and then I'm going to talk to him the whole time. You know what I'm saying? So he knows it's just me and shit. You know? Like you said, we've been dealing, and okay, if we don't go together, but I trust you enough to have you at my house, or you trust me enough to have you at yours, I mean, to me, that's a big deal, because you don't invite everybody into your home. Okay, so if you trust me enough to even let me come to your house like that, well, I think we got something going on.
I'm sorry, that's a lot of trust. You have to really trust a motherfucker to do shit like that. Hold on, man. We got a new caller, y'all. Hold on. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
What's up,
Mick? All right, Mick, let me ask you a question. We've been messing around four or five months. We ain't in no relationship. But, you know, we just been doing our thing a couple times a week. And I invite you over, I tell you I got a secret for you. I invite you over, I tell you I want to handcuff you and blindfold you. Would you let me?
The handcuff, yeah, but blindfold, no. I want to see what's going on. The handcuff, I would do that.
Okay. But no blindfold. You down with the cuffs, but no blindfold.
Right. I got to see what's going on.
Okay. All right. Just wonder.
Because what you say, that's what made me push one and shit. What you say, not on your stomach.
Nah, not on my stomach. You try to eat that shit in there. You thought you were asleep.
That motherfucker said, oh, no, hell no. No, you ain't seen it.
You try to eat that shit in there. You know. I ain't bothered for that. Next week he be talking about some. Man, he said he get blindfold on his stomach.
And cuff. You forgot cuff.
And cuff. You can't go nowhere when you cuff. Especially them police handcuffs. You ain't getting out them motherfuckers. Unless you break your fucking hands. Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Selena, hey.
Hey.
What's up, Selena?
All right, Selena, I'm going to give you the same question. Me and you been messing around about 4 or 5 months. We ain't in no relationship. But, you know, we've been hooking up 2-3 times a week. I call you up. I invite you over to the crib. Tell you I got a surprise for you. You get there, I tell you I want to try something new. I want to handcuff you and blindfold you. Would you let me do it?
Yeah. Why not?
Y'all some trusting ass. Woo, y'all trust like a motherfucker.
Well, how about just kinky?
Right. Let's just say we live a better sex life.
There's other sexual positions besides handcuffs and goddamn blindfolds. We could do other shit.
So would you handcuff her then, Wick, if you wouldn't?
Yeah, I handcuff her with no problem.
That's a problem. And that's where the problem keep coming in at. He want to bring his little ass over there with handcuffs. Now, you got a fucking 5'2" midget with a beard talking about let me handcuff you. Hell no.
Motherfucker, damn, you ain't handcuffing me. That ain't going to happen.
Wick, you just don't look like the handcuffing type.
But let me ask you, dog. Let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a question. Now, you say you would handcuff her. Okay, let's say you cuffed her 3-4 times, right? The last 3-4 times y'all got down, you cuffed her. And then she come and say, well, you know, it's my turn to cuff you.
Yep, I guess we won't be using handcuffs no more. It's not going to happen.
That ain't dog. That ain't fair, though, man.
What about
that ain't right.
I never said it was.
What about just one hand?
I'm sorry, I'm not getting hand. I don't have that much trust. I'm not getting hand.
Okay, Wick, I gotta ask the question. I gotta ask this. When did you turn to this over aggressive ass girl?
What? Then I just don't. If I'm not gonna do it, I ain't gonna do it. I never did the handcuff thing. I've never been down with the handcuff on me.
Look, Wick, I've been open to everything you didn't say for the past couple of weeks. I mean, you just turned into this over aggressive guy now, man. What's wrong? Where all this coming from?
I don't know what you're talking about, but hey.
I mean, even with the bitch thing, I was on your side. Damn, choke motherfuckers, he down. I mean, fucker, he'll handcuff you, but you can't handcuff him. I mean, what's all the aggression for, man? You wasn't always like this.
I've never been down with no bro handcuffing me. I've been on this for years.
You're not listening to the question. I'm saying the whole package, man, the whole over-aggression thing. Where's all this coming from?
Coming from nowhere.
Flint City.
I guess.
Well, hold on, man. Now, me personally, I'm a little lost. When you say over-aggressive, what do you mean by him being over-aggressive?
Yeah, I'm not understanding it either.
I mean, Wick, you always been more laid back when it came to women. You never been the type that's been like, just, oh, okay, bitch, I'll choke the shit out of you, I'll slap you. You ain't never really been that type of person. And it's like, now it's like, you just like, fuck the world and every woman in it.
Nah, I never said I hit a woman. I won't touch a woman.
Who broke your heart, man? Who broke your heart?
Right, never mind. Never mind. We moving on.
So you ain't never been drunk and just woke up?
Hell no.
I mean, don't knock it till you try.
Not the haircut.
Your inner freak.
I just don't.
I'll tell y'all something now. If I got drunk and woke up handcuffed, I ain't drinking no more. I'm done. I got real fucked up. If I got that fucked up, where I let you put some cuffs on me, I need to stop drinking.
Even if you did let us, it ain't like you going to remember what happened anyway. We could say you did. Well, you said I couldn't, so don't be getting no attitude with me.
All I'm saying is if I woke up and I can't move my hands, my arms, then I drank a little too much.
Don't have a
medical. Stop drinking.
Imagine
waking
really up, fun, man. You at somebody's
really
house. You don't even know where you at.
Did any fellas say they would like that?
You said what now?
All the fellas said no to it. All the fellas said no.
Cash said. Other times you said you would do it too, didn't you?
No, I wouldn't do it, man.
I'm the only one to say, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, of course. All right, damn it. So mad, make us all sound like nympho freaks.
We say that's your freaky ass.
Yeah, we know you would do it. Duh. That's like asking a bear, do we shit in the woods?
Oh, shit.
Ain't too much you turn your collar down to. Fucking freak. Wait,
hey,
you
ain't turning over, though.
That's why I'm a whole lot happier than you two. That's why I'm a whole lot happier than you two cats.
I'm very happy. I don't know what you're talking about. I think I'm a lot cheerful.
I know.
I love the single life.
I know.
Different women at different times. No wife. I can live.
I'll let her cuff me as long as I can choke her.
I'll let her choke me.
We're going to try something new. I want to try something new, too. I ain't never choked a motherfucker. You ain't never put a motherfucker in handcuffs, so fuck it. Let's do it. I go first, though.
Hey, you get addicted to that choking shit.
I choke
really
her ass right out.
Oh, you Hefner here really killing me tonight, but I ain't mad at you.
You Hefner? What are you talking? Why are you what? What are you talking about? I ain't saying nothing different. Damn. God damn, I can't do shit, huh?
I heard you say Hugh Hefner.
God damn.
Hugh Hefner.
Shit. Goddamn, Ron, dude, the Plano King trying to goddamn call me Hugh. Hey, what I do?
Man, why you taking it all offensive, man? I'm joking.
I just said what I do. Shit.
That motherfucker said Hugh Hefner.
to be honest,
I don't even know what the fuck that shit meant. Why did you call him Hugh Hefner in the first place?
He said he loved having all these different women. I called him Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, I don't have no one woman.
How many you got right now, dog? How many you got right now?
Three.
How many you got right now?
Three.
I can only
deal
with three
women
females
at a time. I can only deal with three women. Barely could deal with them. That's supposed to be friends, and they still act crazy. That friends with benefits sometime and all they cracked up to be with. They try to act like they more than that.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. Other than crackheads, how many you
I don't have no crackhead. Excuse you. Just because I'm not married. It's nice single women that don't want no goddamn relationship out there. Excuse
and them
you.
All his bitches.
And I only got one bitch.
I have.
See, that's what y'all. I only got one bitch.
Okay. You know, you remind me of that dude on that Robert Townsend movie. Where's my bitches?
I'm feeling a lot of hating right now. What's going on, fellas? What I do?
Really?
I don't know, dog. He called you Hefner, not me. You took that shit offensive. That motherfucker said. She's helping
him. Ain't no goddamn old ass man fucking with young chicks.
Hey man, that motherfucker
ain't
got
no
perfect life, dude.
You
that
ain't no
perfect life.
I ain't no old ass man.
Man, you got a lot of motherfuckers out here cut their right arm off to be who happened right now.
Hell, shit. That motherfucker got a great ass life.
It was a compliment.
Man, he walked around the bathrobe all day.
You took it offensive. It was a compliment, man. You have to get more pussy than any of us, all three of us put together.
Oh, that old man looks like he can't fuck no more.
Okay.
Shit, man, you see the
like
women walk around
this
man? Why you think all the women walk around this? You think he ain't hit them girls?
He have all them young boys coming over there hitting them now.
Shit. Who you think invented Viagra? You got that shit patented.
Man, they send that shit. Hey, you ever seen one of them shows? They send him cases of that shit. He got cases of that shit.
And he was going at least 4 hours.
This motherfucker marrying twin models. God damn.
Fuck that marrying shit. I ain't ready to try that yet. I'm still soaking
don't
my wild.
Don't knock it till you try, bro. Don't knock it till you try.
I said I'm still soaking my wild
oats. You 40 years old. Your oats is gone. I'm fucking your
oats. How you gonna tell me my oats gone just because your oats gone?
You ain't sowing no oats at no 40 years old. You doing that
how
thing
you know
20.
That? Just because you couldn't sow no oats while you was 40 don't mean I can't.
All right, man. All I'm saying is don't knock it till you try, bro.
Still soaking my wild oats.
You're going to be 60 years old sowing your wild oats.
Yeah, I might be.
Well, come on now. In his defense, he took a hiatus off. You took a hiatus off. You was in a relationship for a minute. Right?
Yeah. Well, I'm soaking my wild oats.
You took some time off, so now you're getting back to where you want to be again, right?
Yep.
See, I'm on your side, brother. I'm on your side. I'm taking everything so offensive.
I'm not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm down to the studio. Off to the studio I go.
Sowing his
wild oats at 40.
Hey, man, the man said he sowed his wild oats. Can't do nothing but honor and respect that.
The motherfucker ain't got no more oats. Your oats is weeds at 40.
What are you talking about? You, because you don't got no oats at 40. I still got goddamn oats.
These motherfuckers arguing about oaks.
Your old ass can't do nothing. Talk about my oaks. My oaks still young.
You sound like Rain Claude.
Right.
Damn
it. Oh, my goodness. You tell me I can't fuck motherfuckers just because you can't fuck no more. You got one of these. You got your 57 pump.
Right.
Got your 57 pump? Shit. Talking about my wild oaks. My oak's still wild.
They done sent you to the upper room.
So what you got against marriage, man?
Nothing. Not for me. Not yet, anyway.
So you have no plans on getting married at all? I mean, do you want to be married at some point in your life?
Not at this moment.
No, I'm saying at some point in your life. Like 10 years from now, do you plan on being married?
That's not in the plans there. It's really not in the plans. Marriage not for everybody.
I agree. I can agree with that. But you don't know if it's for you until you try it. You got to try it first.
That's
at least once.
It's not for everybody.
But,
yeah, I tried 10 years with a woman. That's about as close as I feel I'm going to get married to. That was enough.
Well, why you didn't marry her if you was with her for 10 years? I'm pretty sure a marriage had to come across your mind within those 10 years.
Nope. It really didn't.
You went 10 years went in a relationship without even thinking about getting married.
Yep. Every time she mentioned it, I put it off. Said somewhere, some around it. Some way why I wasn't ready.
And why y'all break up?
Because
that's a whole different show right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a whole different show right there.
No, that's this show right here, motherfucker.
Hey, Janine, so he think it's a different show.
That's a whole show right there.
She left your ass because you ain't married her.
Nah, technically
when
I'm not
get married, man? Do you think, I mean, you said she brought it up. How many times you think she brought it up?
In over a 10-year span?
Maybe twice. And that was before we even had kids. Then we decided we didn't want to get married. So, yeah,
no,
about twice.
No. She decided that she didn't want to marry you because you didn't want to marry her in the goddamn beginning.
Well, shit, we shouldn't stay. She shouldn't have stayed 10 goddamn years. She knew I wasn't getting married. Shit. Plus, I was still young, too. Shit. Man, it was far from my goddamn mind.
Okay, well, that's probably why she left me, man. You wasn't going to put no ring on her finger.
Nah, that wasn't why she left me.
It probably played a part in it.
Nah, that didn't
play right,
a part in it. I did far worse things. I did far worse things than that. It was, that didn't have nothing to do with it why we broke up. Believe me, it was other things.
All right, Mick, let me ask you a question, Mick. Mick, you still here? Oh, she must be hiding in the closet again at work. No, Mick?
Yeah, I'm here, but go ahead.
No, you must be in the closet hiding at work. I ain't going to fuck with you.
No, motherfucker, go ahead.
All right. We together for 10 years. Like Wake said, he was with her for 10 years. 10 years. And I never asked you to marry me. How much longer are you going to stay with me?
I'm going to stay with you until you ask. If you're a good man,
in 10 years, I ain't asked. I mean, when you think I'm not going to ask, if I ain't asked you in 10 years.
Father Ty, everything is not black and white like you think it is. It is a gray area in there.
Well, back to what I was saying. Hello?
Yeah, there's no gray area, man.
This is a gray area. You think everything's black and white. It's a gray area, dude. You just don't see it. Or choose not to see it.
Dog, what I'm saying, if it's been 10 years and I never asked you, I'm probably not going to.
You think I'm
ask.
The only person that did been in a relationship with a woman for 10 years and didn't marry her?
No.
I know a few dudes that been with a woman for years. Years. And they married and they still together. Marriage is not for everybody.
You see, you're taking it personal, dog.
I'm defending the not getting married thing. That's what I'm doing. Some people just happier not being married.
Okay, that's your point of view. I'm trying to get the ladies' point of view. Would you stay with a motherfucker, ladies, anybody, would you stay with a motherfucker for 10 years and they never once asked you to marry him?
Nope.
Jeanine says no. Liggas told me. Mick said, yeah, she would still stay with him. Look, Stowe, what'd you say?
You stay or go? Yeah, I think I would stay because I agree with Wick. Everybody is not, I mean, yeah, I'm married now. If we don't make it or whatever, can I ever see myself get married again? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That all depends on the person. Sometimes a relationship should just be what it is. And, you know what I mean?
Whoa! Take you being married out of the equation.
Okay.
If me and you were together for 10 years, we've been together for 10 years. Now this last year's been kind of rough on us.
Okay.
Been kind of rough. Been a few more arguments than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And within those first 10 years, I never once said, "Will you marry me?" I never even talked about it.
Okay.
How much longer are you gonna stay with me? I thought every woman's goal is to get married one day.
I might see you another 10 years. I mean, that just all depends on our relationship. If we have managed to, you know what I'm saying, sustain a home for 10 years, and every relationship, whether it's marriage or just going together, you know what I'm saying, has bumpy times. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no different. Okay, if we've been together 2 years and the last 6 months was kind of rough, that don't mean we need to, you know what I'm saying, call. It depends on what our relationship is like. And shit, if we can, like I said, sustain a home together and we do things as a couple, you know what I'm saying? We live our lives like that, then if you don't necessarily want to get married, I think I can live with that.
Father Ty, that's what I call a gray area.
Hold on, man. Hold on. We got all the pro answers. Let me get the anti answer. Jeanine, why you gonna leave me?
Because if you don't know, by 10 years, I'm not giving you 10 years of my life. That's 10 years of my time, 10 years of your time. If you don't know by a certain amount of time if that's the person that you want to be with, then you ain't never gonna know. Then I ain't the person for you. And I feel like I hold myself at a higher standard. Whatever people decide to do, that's their own business. But me, myself, and I feel like if I'm good enough to sit here and cook for you, clean house for you, take care of kids for you, and you can't marry me, to me, that's, again, that's belittling with me. And that's just how I feel.
There you go. You still think it's a gray area? She just broke it down for you.
And, okay, you got my gray area on that. Hell, I can clean my own house, take care of my own kids.
And you're right. You can. So, by yourself.
You're not doing nothing that I can't do for myself. I'm looking
That's
for
right.
that one thing that you could do for me that I can't do for myself to have me to want to marry you. That's the gray area. How about that one, Father Time?
That ain't no gray area either.
Wait a minute, can I ask one question? Suck your own dick?
Exactly.
I don't need to suck my dick all the time, get my dick sucked all the goddamn time. So that's something that I don't need. I said I want you to do something that I need that I can't do.
Oh.
I'm basically
you can't
saying
do
I'm looking for love. That's what I was trying
I
to
bet.
Say. You gotta love.
Hold on, man. I want to hear what Janine was going to say.
Well, I don't know. People tell me the same thing. I look at things black and white. I don't see gray. And that's just the way I am. I don't see what other people see. You need to make a choice. I feel like people who see gray areas are afraid to make choices. And they create a gray area.
I just know the world is not all black and white.
Well, that's how you feel.
I got a question.
I think it is.
What do you say to those couples who, you know what I'm saying, have been married for 10 years and then their marriage doesn't work? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Ones that they've been married and been together? Hell, Oprah and goddamn Stephanie have been together forever.
I can't look at other people's marriage and base my relationship on somebody else's relationship. Everybody has their own relationship. I'm talking about for me, myself, and I'm going to be married to the person that I'm with. If I'm going to be with you that long, you are going to marry me. To me, it's about respect, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, but marriages don't always last. So just because you've been with this person and y'all decided to get married, okay, well, when the marriage ends, then what? I mean...
See, with me, I'm just not the marrying type. I never have thought about being married. I can be with you 10 years, and we can have the best relationship, but I'm looking for this, okay, would you marry me? And I'm not going to ask you, would you marry me? You know, that's just me. I'm just not the marrying type.
Not marrying type. I
guess. So if I was with you for 10 years and I asked you to marry me, you're going to say no?
I'm going to say no either way. I'm going to say, hell no, baby, we good where we at. Let's keep it going just like this. And if you feel like you got to walk, see you later, bye. You know, that's how I am. That's the way, like Janine said, everybody is different. You know what I'm saying?
So you gonna tell me no?
Yeah, I'll tell you no. I'm sorry, baby, but I'll tell you no.
You wanna say yeah and lie to you? And break your heart?
Oh, dude, stop this.
Tell me no after 10 motherfucking years.
I mean, well, that's how it worked out.
Man, hey. My mom put some money on my books. I'm going to jail.
There's people out there who were in a relationship for years and years and years, got married and broke up on site of 6 months. You know what I'm saying? To the point where they just got the shit annulled. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that stuff happens. But still, though, you still got to at least try it. You can't knock it till you try it.
I gotta agree with Wick on one thing. Everything I'm one of them that believe I'm one of them that believes everything ain't black and white. It is shades of gray. I believe that.
I don't. I think everything is black and white.
I don't believe
Janine
it. I don't
agrees
believe
with
it.
Me. Okay. Ain't no damn gray.
Maybe that's the way you and her look at life, but shit, I believe it's shades of gray.
I just feel like you're going to live.
And I think you show, you know, I think what it is, that's just like you. You by the time you show shades of gray all the time, but you don't want to, well, when it comes back to it, when it comes back to you, when you want to give it out, you want to give it out black and white, but you won't be to accept your shades of gray. I mean, that's just. I mean, that's
I
just
no
the way things
there,
be.
Man.
Yes, you do.
I don't put no gray area out there.
And
I see everything black and white. It's a yes
no,
and a
don't.
No. There's a right and a
no,
wrong.
No, you don't.
Ain't
no,
no
in between. No, you don't. There's been many a time I just don't speak on it, but there's many a time that you just show shades of gray. And I just roll with you. But if you ask me, if I felt like, I just let your decision be your decision. But, yeah, you have showed shades of gray, but I never speak on it. But, yeah, you have showed shades of gray. But then it's like when the scenario comes back around, it's like, okay, this got to be black and white. No, it don't work like that all the time. I mean, I think that people need to take their blinders off and honestly see that it really is everything in this world ain't black and white. And it's just not.
You know, like you say, that's your opinion. I think everything is black and white. Is it right and wrong? Or yes and a no to every question.
Can I touch on something real quick?
And I know I've heard a lot of maybes, and I'm not sure out of you.
Well, I want to touch on something right quick. And, you know, like, your opinion is your opinion, and I'm not knocking you for it, but it's just something that you said to me where you say, I take care of your kids, and I wash your clothes, and I do this, that, and the other. I think that's a problem in a lot of relationships, period. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, nowadays, it's all I. You're not looking at the fact that, okay, yeah, you do those things for that person in the relationship, but there's obviously something that they do for you as well. And marriage just, you know what I'm saying, he could be the perfect relationship while y'all together, and then you get married, and he completely changes. He turns into this demonic person who don't want you to go outside the house, don't want you to talk to your friends, don't want you to do all of this. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you wanted. Because
that can happen.
You had to get married.
Yeah, but you see
like,
all of that before you marry the person. You see
no,
how they
not
are.
All the time. People change sometimes. And this shit happens more often than we might know, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker is a perfect gentleman up until he puts that ring on your finger, and then the fucking gloves come off. It's like, okay, you mine for life now. So, you know what I'm saying? That gentleman that I was when we were just going together when I was trying to get you in this chokehold, you know what I'm saying? Now you in it. There are people that change up like that, women and men, not just one. You know what I'm saying? There are some women out there who are the perfect girlfriend because they're trying to get that ring. Then once they get that ring, you know what I'm saying, she turns into this completely different person because she feels like she got the power now.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get no ring. But if you want me to live my life as if I am married to you and do the things as a wife do, then you're going to put a ring on my finger. And I'm not saying that he's not doing things for me. I do things for him. He do things for me. We do things for each other. Because that's what people do when they love one another. It's not about I or he or me or whatever.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
That's what's up. I still say
red flag. I think
you
see red flags. I think people, I'm disagreeing with what Ligasel said. I think once you put a ring on somebody's finger, I think you already know how that person is. That was flags up there to tell you if this person is one of them dominating type people or one of those motherfuckers that's going to whoop your ass or some shit because they done it before you got married. They showed that. You just refused to see it. You know what I mean? You saw it too late. Because you can't have your personality forever. It's going to come out sooner or later.
Those are the women who are looking to get married. When you just ignoring the fact that they were like that in the first place. Or you didn't wait long enough to get to know the person before you got married.
So how long should you wait then? What would you wait?
I mean, I'm not saying I have to get married within 2 years or nothing, but 4 or 5 years, you should know. I'm not going to wait 10, but 4 or 5 years, that should be enough time.
I agree. Everybody show their color sooner or later. You're going to see exactly what type of motherfucker that is.
So people are going to show their true colors. I say over after a year is over. After that first year or so, people cannot hold their true selves for too long after that.
You're right. A person can't hold themselves that long. And you're right, a year, you will see it. You will see it within a year. Now that I will agree with.
But if that person really feels that they love you, they gonna stick around. Much as we always say things that we wouldn't do when we bring up these kinds of conversations, but we really never know what we'll do until we in that love situation. Because love make motherfuckers change. You do a lot of things that you say you wouldn't do that you end up doing when you in love.
Okay,
you know
then
what,
Then you would get married. Why isn't that the marrying type?
Because for me to be married, I'm looking for too much. That's why I never get married. I expect too much out of her.
But for her love, for you, she should be okay. But it shouldn't matter about your love. If I was the one
that wanted to get married and with that person and she didn't want to get married, I'd probably end up sticking with her for 10 years if I was in love with her. Because I really don't know what I'd do being in love. When you're in love, you do a lot of different things. You say you won't do it. You talk all that shit, oh, I ain't going to do that. But when you're with that person and you really do love them, your heart really aches for them, you're going to do it.
Okay, well, you don't know me that well.
Maybe you ain't been in love that hard.
Well, maybe not.
Well, all I'm saying is that you do, the flags are there. You either choose to see them or you choose not to see them. But they're there. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I can talk about my first marriage. I can talk about something personally. In my first marriage, she was cheating. Hold on, dog. Let me finish. She was cheating, and I knew she was cheating, but I chose not to see it. You know what I mean? The flags was there. It was right there in my face, but I chose not to see it because of it.
In that situation, it may be true, but everybody don't see everything. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a lot of people, just like you keep saying, you only see things in black and white. No, it's just like you really don't see that you do show shades of gray. I mean, everybody just don't see everything. And, I mean, you can't sit there and say, well, everybody see every flag that's there. You don't see every flag as that. Because a lot of things that you might look at and say, well, that ain't right. This ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Some things, I mean, that's just like us looking at somebody else saying, well, look, man, their relationship fucked up. He can't tell that shit fucked up or she can't tell. I mean, some things you just don't see.
But I can agree with that. I can agree with you. You ain't going to see everything.
I don't think a motherfucker is perfect where, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker is not without faults. So if you look at everything and say, okay, that's a red flag, that's a red flag, that's a red flag, no, you won't be happy because a lot of times some shit that I might look at as a red flag, you might say, okay, that's everyday life. I could deal with it. But everybody else is like, and then it gets to a certain point where maybe you couldn't deal with it no more. Oh, well, I should have seen that red flag. You didn't know it was a red flag. You honestly didn't know. So you can't say, I see the red flag was there. I seen it, but I ignored it. No, you didn't know it was a red flag.
Well, in my situation, I did know. And I chose
to ignore
it. I mean,
I'm not talking about just you. I'm just saying in general.
Well, I believe.
I mean,
I believe you can see. Huh?
I mean, you don't see it until after the fact. That's when you really,
Okay, now that's true. That's true. But what I'm saying is, in your next relationship, you can see that flag now.
But
because
what if it's not
it
a flag?
It was in your first one, but
a,
you didn't see it. You didn't recognize it as a flag.
But what if
that's
a flag?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give you a perfect example out of my own personal life. I met my husband at a liquor store. Never once before we got married did I know that he wanted to practice ministry. I did not find that out until after we walked down the aisle, and then that came out. You know what I'm saying? This is a person who drank like a fish, cussed like a sailor, you know what I'm saying, and all these other things. Now, all of a sudden, this has been your life ambition. That's a perfect example right there of, you know what I'm saying, you don't know. You don't know sometimes.
Does he have his own church?
Until you get
there. Does he have his own church?
All of that is beside the point. I'm telling you what I know. And there ain't no need, you know, asking extra questions. That no.
It was just a question. Why is everybody getting so personal?
I mean, I'm just saying, if he did, do you honestly think I would be on a show called Sin City Radio?
Well, I don't know. You said the man wanted to be that's his lifelong dream. I'm just asking a question.
Right, but that's something that didn't come out until after the fact. And I'm just throwing that out there as to say, okay, well, there were no red flags, or I won't consider that a red flag anyway, but, you know what I'm saying, there were no signals or whatever that said that.
No, when I'm red flag, I'm talking about, like, a person's personality. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what
like
I mean
life,
by
that's
red
more
flag.
Like a life change. He changed something drastic in his life that was unexpected that affected you. To me, that's different. That's not a red flag. That's just like my encouragement all of a sudden became this motorcycle guru when that was something he never done. That's not a red flag. We're talking about more like your personality and, you know, men who might, you know, cheat, or men who, your women who, you know, always cursing you out and shit like that, you know. I'm talking about those types of red flags you may see, you're going to see before you get married.
Right.
Okay, and I can understand that. You're absolutely right, but I could see if, you know what I'm saying, prior to that, you know, every now and again he would, you know, preach, or, you know, we would have, like, Bible time or something like that. That would have been an indicator that this is something that, you know what I'm saying, I should look forward to if I want to be your wife. That did not happen until after the fact. So it was like, I mean, I feel what you're saying, though.
That has nothing to do with his personality, though. You know what I mean? Let's say he was the type of dude that liked to stay out all night. You know, he liked to go to the club like any goddamn day. You know what I'm saying? But before you guys got married, he was going to the club. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh.
I mean,
maybe I'm
before you got married, what I'm saying is you can't get mad at him because he liked to go to the club before you got married, because you already knew that's what he liked to do, because he was doing it before you got married.
Right, okay.
So now just because you're married, that don't mean he got to stop going to the club. And you should expect that, because that's what he was doing when y'all was together before you got married. Motherfucker was going to the club Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And now you think because we're married, you can't go to the club. You know, you can go on Monday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you got to come home. You can't expect that. That's just who he is. He's just a clubbing motherfucker. But you knew that before you married him. And you still chose to marry him. So you can't get mad at him. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's a flag that you saw before you married him. You knew the motherfucker liked to go to the club. That's just who he is. But you still chose to marry him. That's what I mean by that flag.
Okay, I got you.
She didn't hit it on the head. So this was a spirited show. A lot of different opinions tonight. Damn, I can't get no love for that. Damn. I thought it was a good show. Everybody expressed, everybody had different opinions. Motherfuckers argued their opinions. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody stuck to their guns. You know, it's my story. I'm sticking with it. That's what I'm talking about. That's good talk radio. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers got mad. He's still quiet over there. Because he sees shades of gray and yellow and purple and pink.
Just because you only can see black and white, how you talk about gray when you do gray yourself?
I don't think I do gray, man.
That's why man, you do gray, because you don't think you do it.
Right.
He's a hypocrite.
Yeah. I've been saying that for years.
Every question you ask me is either yes or no.
No, it's not.
He's a hypocrite.
Most
no,
questions it's not. Is yes or no. Most questions.
No, it's not.
I'm not
he's
saying
a hypocrite.
All, but most questions. Think about the last question somebody
okay,
asked you.
You okay,
but
you even
yes
saying
no.
Most questions, that's showing your shades of gray. You just made our case for us. You just
right.
said most questions.
Most questions are...
But
yes
that's not
no
all
questions.
Of them.
Some questions you need an explanation, but most questions
and you
are
don't
yes
know.
Or no. Like if somebody say, hey, how old are you?
Well, like
you
I always say, that's what helped you sleep at night, Father Time. If you believe that, we're going to let you continue.
I believe
that, goddammit.
We'll let
he's
you
a hypocrite.
I ain't no hypocrite.
He's a
hey,
hypocrite.
I believe what I say.
He's a hypocrite.
We believe you're a hypocrite.
Well, I told you a long time ago, I felt you, you know, you got the devil on one arm and Christ on the other. That's, I don't think it gets no more shades of gray than that.
Well, I don't even know what that shit mean, but I don't agree with it, whatever it means.
What's tatted on your left arm? And what's tatted on your right arm?
Another tattoo?
You know what I'm talking about.
You said what's on my left and right arm? Tattoos.
I know.
Hypocrite.
He can't help it.
Call me what you want.
He was born
I am
that
who
way.
I am. And that thing don't change nobody.
Yes,
love me or hate me.
Do that
that's
anyway.
That's a lot of
mine. Both.
Hey, love me,
hey,
man.
I just love to hate
him. Who I am.
Me too.
That's all right. Hey, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate the honesty.
Hey, no problem.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
Ha ha ha. Me and Janine on the same page, though. I know what you're talking about, Janine. It's me and you against the world. Fuck them.
Last night.
Kill them all or let God sort them out.
Last night.
Watch it, Janine. He's going to turn on you, too. He'll change his mind about something.
Because last night it was fuck everybody. Tonight, he's against the world. You see what I'm saying?
Shape of Christ. A fucking hypocrite.
Fucking hypocrite. You're on my team. I'm down with anybody on my
ooh
team.
For
then,
now.
Everybody can come in the kitchen. Well, your brothers can come in the kitchen. You don't forget about that one.
Fucking hypocrite.
Damn yeah, right. Proud of it.
Well, you should well
that's how
we
roll.
How crazy.
That's how we roll.
That's the most honest thing you can say at all.
Everybody go to the site. I'm about to throw some new movies up there.
Hey, you know what?
Tell me what you think.
I'm going to tell y'all something. That's fucked up. I only got two birthday wishes.
I wish everybody happy birthday on their birthdays, and I got two fucking ass birthday wishes. Close this goddamn site down. Fuck y'all.
Except for the people who said it.
Hey, I wish you happy birthday, dog.
I wish you lied before anybody even said it.
I don't see it on here, man. I don't see it on here. Wick, you be on the show every damn week. You never go to the site.
I don't got no damn computer. How am I supposed to go to the site?
You on Facebook, motherfucker. You on Facebook every day.
Yeah, Facebook goes to the phone. Y'all get Sin City on your damn phone, then I'll be able to go to it.
It is on the phone, dog.
Go to the phone.
It's not on my phone.
It's on the phone.
It's not on my phone. God damn it. My cheap phone don't get that.
Nah, fuck y'all.
Well, next time I won't wish you a happy damn birthday, cocksucker.
I don't give a fuck.
Good. Yo, honorary bastard.
You goddamn right, you motherfucker, you.
Goddamn you.
Yeah, I feel like right, man.
Fuck with you now, I need a goddamn drink. Guess I'll go drink something.
You just need an excuse to go get something to drink, motherfucker.
No, I don't need no excuse. I'm going to do that anyway.
Exactly.
Shit.
But like I was saying, man, I'm about to throw some new movies up there. So y'all go check them out. And while we at it, let's give a birthday shout-out to Nancy as I Want to Be. Today is her birthday. So happy birthday, Nancy as I Want to Be. And happy belated birthday to Sunshine. I know she was yesterday. That's all I got.
I'm going to give my youngest boy a happy birthday. He just turned 14. And happy early birthday to you, Father Ty. You was coming on
Friday.
Thanks,
dog. Thanks, dog. Appreciate it. That's why I asked y'all about the blindfold. She wanted to blindfold me and take me somewhere.
One day closer to retirement.
You married. You can do blindfolds. You can't say no when you married.
That's right. I'm one day closer to Social Security. I'm waiting on that shit, boy. I just found out if something happened to her, I get her Social Security.
Yes, she do. Another benefit of being married is the security you receive.
She's going to make it to that 65th, but I don't know about that 66. That's a goddamn saying what happened to my wife, man. That was a fucked up accident.
Damn.
Fell off the cliff. I told her not to get that close to the edge. How much she get Social Security? She want to go to Grand Canyon, too. I push her ass like a motherfucker. Wait till we both get 65. Push it. Straight up. You know, they send you those little books, too. Tell you how much you get at retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to know. See if it's worth it or not.
Goddamn shame what happened to her.
Hey, don't nobody tell her I said that, though. Y'all keep that shit to yourselves.
I'll be pushing for the Grand Canyon. I thought you wanted to go to Grand Canyon this year.
We can't go. That's what I'm gonna take on our 65th birthday, Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
You know what I mean? Make sure all the papers signed and everything, just in case something happens.
That's where they mess up on new murder movies. You're supposed to have the paper signed months before then, because you do it that
right,
early.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to do that like a month or a year before then, before you go to the Grand Canyon.
See, we're gonna do that shit tomorrow, so it's no suspicion. Yeah. Fuck around.
They always shoot. They always suspect the husband anyway. You're gonna be the suspect anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Husband always the first one they think did it.
Well, but we signed the papers 20 years ago. Can't hold that over my head. She slipped off the edge. I tried to catch her. Ain't no sense in both of us dying. How much is my Social Security now? How much my shit jump up to?
I don't know, by then Obama probably had that shit. Somebody gonna cut that shit off. Ain't gonna be no more Social Security.
Well, I didn't know that you get your wife Social Security, man. So you might want to think about getting married, though.
Get married? It ain't worth that shit.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
an extra check.
Maybe one year, many years down the line, maybe. But as of now,
dude,
it's not in my current future.
Dude, it's an extra check, man.
I'm cool.
Who's turned down free money?
I'm cool.
You know what I mean? You know? And besides, if you marry now, you know, 20 years from now, you know.
I don't
you
know.
Might not
that
be
job.
As happy.
That job just don't pay enough. The pay just ain't worth it.
I ain't turning down no free money. I just got to wait 20 years to get it, that's all. I ain't got shit to do.
It's like getting your pension.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man, sorry to tell you, dog. We ain't doing a casino, man, so. You won't win no money on my birthday this year, dog. Sorry.
Damn, that's usually an extra $100,
$200. Not this year for you, bro.
I still fuck around and go. I might still go.
Go for it. All right, man, it's time to get up out of here. Well, let me see. We got Janine, you got any last words for us, sweetheart?
You say LA?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I am extremely tired and frustrated. But I was listening to everything y'all said on the show. Sorry I didn't participate as much.
It's all good. You called in. That's what counts. You showed us support, so can't get mad at that. Mick, you got any last words for us?
She must can't talk.
And she must still be in the closet. Say she be hiding in the closet at work. Lickstow, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I enjoyed you all. I always do. And I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. Wick, you got any last words?
Great show as usual. Catch you brothers next week. Always a pleasure, ladies.
All right, Hugh. All right, dog, you got any last words, man?
Fuck all y'all.
Damn.
Nah, I'm just playing. Oh, man, good show. Been a long week, man. Long, long week. Week ain't over yet. Once again, RIP to my nephew, Jay. Jay Maurice Scott. Miss you, boy. That's it.
Hey, give your sister my condolences, man.
All right.
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Yeah, we're doing the same thing next Tuesday. SinCityRadio.net, SinCityRadio.ning.com. All right, y'all. Peace. We out.
Peace.